One of the greatest kings of Israel was David. He was a simple shepherd boy who loved the Lord, and God chose him to be the ruler over the Israelites. The lovely poems, which we call the Psalms, are supposed to have been written by King David. The story of how David, the shepherd boy, killed the mighty giant Goliath is one of the most famous stories in the Bible. Now, at the time when Saul was king of the Israelites, their enemies, the Philistines, had gathered together a great army to do battle against Israel. Therefore, Saul drew up his army of soldiers that they might defend their people. But there was with the Philistines a mighty man, a giant of 9 feet and 9 inches, named Goliath. And all the Israelites feared him greatly in their hearts, for he was such a mighty warrior. And when the armies were drawn up together to do battle, Goliath came forth and taunted the Israelites, saying, "Send me your bravest soldier, and let him fight with me alone. If he shall kill me, then we shall be your slaves. But should I kill him, then shall you become our slaves." Well, when King Saul and his men heard these words, their fear was very great, for there was no man among them who was brave enough to fight with Goliath. And every morning and every evening for 40 days, Goliath taunted the Israelites. Meantime, a shepherd boy named David was at home tending the sheep of his father Jesse, while his 3 brothers were with the army of King Saul. Now Jesse said to his son, "Take this food to the camp of King Saul and seek out your brothers so that they may eat it." And David did as his father commanded. Then it came to pass that while David was walking to his brothers, Goliath came forth and again challenged the Israelites to fight him. And David said, "Who is this heathen Philistine that he should taunt the army of the living God?" But his brothers gave him no heed, saying that he should be home tending his father's sheep. Then it happened that his words were repeated to King Saul, and the king sent for the boy so that he might speak to him. David answered the king and said, "Be not afraid, for I will fight this Philistine. He has challenged the armies of the living God, and the Lord who has protected me all my life will watch over me now when I do battle with Goliath." Then did Saul give the boy his blessing, and David was girded up with the armor of war. But it weighed heavily upon his shoulders, so he went forth to meet Goliath, clad only in his shepherd's tunic, and armed with a sling and 5 smooth pebbles out of the brook. Now when Goliath saw the boy approach, he scorned him and said, "Am I a dog that you come to fight me with sticks?" And David answered, "You come forth armed with a sword and a spear and a shield of shining brass, but I am armed with the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel." Then, as the Philistine rose up to strike him down, David fitted a pebble in his shepherd's sling and hurled it at Goliath. And the stone struck Goliath in the forehead and sunk in deep so that he fell dead upon his face. In such a manner did David triumph over the enemy of the Lord. And with Goliath's own sword did he cut off the head and hold it up for all to see. And great was the triumph of the army of the Lord's people over their enemies.